Here, the six panels show the only international crossing point in this area before the new one in Vitoiba was built in 1981. Throughout the decades, the crossing point in Rajna Dolina was used by many people. In addition to those living by the border, also citizens from the other parts of the country were able to pass here with a passport. It was right here that in 1950 a unique event took place, the so-called March of the Brooms. Italy and Yugoslavia agreed that people could meet with their relatives and families from the other side of the border upon prior announcement and registration. The meeting point was set by the border. This happened for the first time on the August 6, 1950 in Rajna Dolina, when some 10 people from both sides of the border met their families and friends. In the week following this event, a fake story spread that on Sunday, 13 August, a similar event would also take place in Gorizia, and that people would be able to cross the border again for the first time in 3 years. According to the newspaper reports, thousands of people gathered in Rajna Dolina. In the morning, they awaited the opening of the border. Of course, this did not happen, since it hadn't actually been arranged. So they simply lifted the crossing barriers in the middle of the day and went across to Gorizia. At that point, the news spread among the inhabitants of Gorizia that a high number of Slovenians were coming to Gorizia. The shopkeepers and inn owners in Italy were in a hurry to open up their businesses. On that day, a lot of people visited Gorizia, met relatives, had lunch in a restaurant, or went shopping for the first time after September 1947. On the day of the corn brooms, people bought those products that could not be found in Yugoslavia at that time, because they had been used to going shopping in Gorizia before the establishment of the border. While they were going back home and crossing the border, they proudly wore the items they couldn't stuff in their bags. Among these items, the corn broom was the most popular. Because of these brooms, and thanks to the media, this event passed into history as the March of the Brooms. The Italian media portrayed this event as a march of hungry people. The newspapers reported from two different perspectives. The Italian ones reported that the Slovenians had come to Gorizia to stuff themselves with food for the first time in 3 years, as they hadn't been able to visit Gorizia for a long time. On the other hand, the Slovenian media wrote that the Slovenians had not gone there only for food, but had also bought goods that were not linked to daily survival, such as footballs for children. The Yugoslav media pointed out that the Slovenians had breached the unfairly set border. After the event, the border remained closed until the Udine Agreement in 1955.